John 1:43-53. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe, because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Good morning, dear God's people. I hope yesterday you had a pleasant day going out, celebrating PC Day, and hopefully giving a powerful message to the various congregations. In our text this morning, we hear of people. We hear of Philip, of Nathanael, and of course, of Jesus. And the theme of this morning is, get to know Jesus, seek him, and proclaim him. We all here in this place should have heard the voice of Jesus calling us, "Come and follow me." I hope nobody is here because he has not heard this word calling him. You students should have heard your calling. We lecturers, we should know about our calling. Even you workers, you families, you should be aware that Jesus has called you into his service, into the witness of God the Father, the cross, and the resurrection. So we see Jesus calls Philip, "Come and follow me." And the following of Jesus, of Philip, it starts by wandering off, but not to be separated from Jesus, but to tell a good friend of him of Jesus. He goes to Nathanael, proclaims the word, witnesses that in Jesus, he, Philip, has found the one who is the fulfilling of the law, the fulfilling of the prophets, yes, the fulfillment of all his hopes. But then Nathanael answers, "Hey, can that be? From Nazareth, there cannot be anything good. No prophet, not Moses, they all didn't write about Nazareth." And the interesting thing, Philip does not start to argue. Philip does not start to defend Jesus or to defend himself. That's the first thing we have to learn when we are preaching the gospel, when we are witnessing Jesus. It's not about us being right. It's not about us convincing the other one. It's just the invitation. Come and see. Very often we as preachers, we as teachers are tempted to make elaborate words, tempted to seek convincing arguments, not that there is anything bad in that. It's good if your congregation is able to follow your sermon. It's good if your arguments make sense. But if your arguments, if your rhetoric are means and end in itself, they are in vain. We have to learn from Philip. He simply says to Nathanael, come and see. And I hope you will tell that to the people listening to you, to your fellow students, to your students, to your teachers, lecturers, to the people around you, to the people in your congregation. Come and see. And what will they see? They will accompany you. What will they see? I hope they will see Jesus in your life. I hope they will see Jesus in your life. They will see that you have been transformed in your life. That maybe once you have been a liar or an adulterer, but Jesus, he has changed you, turned you into a new personality. Maybe they know you from childhood and they know, well, this girl, this guy, he was depressive. He had no hope in his life. And now when you call them, come and see, they hopefully will see the life and the joy of Jesus in you. That they see, wow, this man, this woman once was sad, was without hope. But now I feel there's a joy coming out of this face. There's a peace in this life. And by that, they will see Jesus in your life. This is the first thing we have to learn from this passage this morning. Be a witness, a true witness in whose life Jesus is visible. The second thing we can learn from Nathanael. When Philip shares the gospel with him, he did not joyfully answer and say, yes, I come with you. No, he was full of doubt. Can there be anything good out of Nazareth? Nevertheless, he agreed to follow Philip, and he met Jesus. And again, when Jesus spoke to him, you are a true Israelite, nothing bad is in you, Nathanael still was in doubt. And he asked, how do you know me? How can you say such a thing about me? And asking questions, expressing our doubts, is good. I've seen a lot of congregations and a lot of Christians, and many of them wear masks. On the outward, they appear as pious Christians. Oh yes, I believe the truth of God. I believe in the resurrection. But inward, they're full of doubt, and you feel, no, they don't have the life that is promised by Jesus. Their life is not characterized by the joy that Jesus wants to flow through our life. And the first step to overcome that is to be honest. Honest to ourselves, honest to others, and of course, honest to Jesus. And to express our doubts. When we look in Scripture, God has no problem with our doubts. We see it in Moses. He was arguing with God, I have no good tongue, I cannot speak, my history is bad. God had no problem with that. He showed Moses, you can trust me. It's not about you, it's about me, your living and powerful God. So come and tell Jesus, tell a good friend what's bothering you. In the periods of my life where I had serious doubts, the daughter of a good friend died, and I was asking, can I serve this God who allows that little baby to die? I was about to say, Goodbye. Goodbye theology. Goodbye God. I'm turning my back. But I kept shouting, shouting in prayer, God, how can you do that? Give me an answer. I do not understand. And he provided this answer. Not that he explained exactly how, why, when, and whatever. But he revealed himself to me and said, I'm Abba, good father. Jesus was calling me good father, and he went upon that cross. It was no pleasant experience, but it was right, and you can trust me. And by that, I felt, yes, God is touching me. It's good to express my doubts, to express my fears, to express my shortcomings, to express everything that is between God and me, because he will take care. This is the second thing we have to learn this morning. When you have doubts, do not deny them. When you have fears, do not try to run away, but turn to God in prayer. Come to him. He will overcome all that's troubling you. He has promised, who is weary and thirsty, come, and I will give you life overflowing. Now the third thing is Jesus. Jesus, we see him. Nathanael comes to him, and he says to him, Nathanael, you are a true Israelite. In you is nothing false. I'm sure once Jesus said that to him, in the conscience of Nathanael, it was all the things present he had actually done wrong. He knew about all his shortcomings. And of course, Jesus knew that too. But when God talks to us as his children, when Jesus talks to us as his followers, there is no need for him to focus on our shortcomings. No, he sees in us the things that he will bring into our lives. When we see our sins, he sees the righteousness that he will bring in our lives through his blood and his cross. When we see despair, he sees life and hope that will come in our lives through his resurrection power. And the other thing is, Jesus says to Nathanael, come, see. You believe because I have told you this little thing about you. I have inspired hope in you. But you will see the heaven opened and the angels of God coming down on the Son of God. Now, we often say, I want to see angels. I want to see miracles. I want to have great experiences. If you look here, Jesus says, you will see the heaven open. There is a direct connection between you and God, between earth and heaven. And it's simply through Christ Jesus. And you will see angels maybe. Maybe not. I haven't seen them so far. But I see the ladder that reaches heaven, because it's Christ himself. Here too, you complained that I didn't show you exegesis in my sermon in Kosala. Now you can have a little bit of exegesis here. When Jesus says, you will see heaven open and the angel of God coming down on Jesus. When you look in the Greek text in the Old Testament, you will see Jesus doesn't say, here I am Jesus and there is God and the angels will come to Jesus. No. The text says the angels are stepping down on Jesus. He is the ladder to heaven. He is all we need to reach heaven. When we look out in our churches or beyond, a lot of people say, you need healing water, you need anointing oil, you need to see angels, you need to prophecies, you need whatever. Not that all of that must be bad, but it draws away our focus, away from Jesus. He connects our earth with heaven. And when we are, you are a true follower of Christ, when I am a true follower of Christ, when I am in Jesus and He is in me, then I will be in heavenly places. I will be in touch with heaven and bring heaven down on this earth. That other people experience when they accompany me, yes, here is the life of Jesus present. In this man or this woman is peace, joy, and life abundant, not from this world. And I hope that you will go to meet Jesus and to bring this experience to the people around you for the blessing of this world. Amen.